7 Americans and several Afghans were killed today in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says enemy forces may have suffered hundreds of deaths, but that it could still take several days to defeat the Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters defending a mountainous region in eastern Afghanistan. The offensive began over the weekend. It is one of the biggest of the five-month war. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Pentagon.
The U.S. military says it's attacking through the mountains on the border with Pakistan. Instead of defending a single hill or battle line, Taliban or Al-Qaeda fighters are holding several caves and strong points. Some have fled across the snowy landscape in groups of between 3 and 20 fighters. Afghan and U.S. forces have been chasing them by road and through the sky. U.S. officials say their forces have been hopscotching across the battlefield by helicopter. Some U.S. or Afghan forces attack, while other groups maneuver to block off any escape. The 2,000 U.S. and Afghan soldiers are traveling light, without a lot of vehicles or heavy artillery. When they need heavy firepower, they call in the Air Force. The general in charge of U.S. forces in Afghanistan says he believes the offensive has devastated the enemy, though the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have fought back fiercely. Last night, a U.S. helicopter tried to drop a reconnaissance unit into the mountains. The unit was searching for the enemy and immediately found it. Officials say the helicopter was near the ground when an enemy rocket-propelled grenade smashed into it. The grenade did not explode, but General Tommy Franks says it was the beginning of a deadly engagement.
The helicopter was in fact struck, but was still flyable. As the pilot lifted the helicopter off, I believe one crew member may have fallen from the helicopter. I do not believe that that was recognized immediately. The helicopter repositioned under its own power, and the helicopter landed and immediately recognized that one crew member had been left behind.
By the time the U.S. recovered the missing crew member, the soldier was dead. The U.S. quickly poured more forces by helicopter into the same general area. Enemy gunfire damaged a big Chinook transport helicopter as it came in for a landing. Though the chopper landed in one piece, the shooting continued. Several more Americans died. General Frank says it was only in the last few hours that the last American troops withdrew from that area, carrying out their wounded and dead, and leaving one disabled helicopter behind. U.S. military officials say they believe they are striking several hundred hostile fighters, and they say the enemy includes relatively few Afghans. Many appear to come from other countries. U.S. officials say they believe that some are foreign-born members of Al-Qaeda. Others may be foreign supporters of the Taliban. Some, officials say, are soldiers associated with an Islamic movement in nearby Uzbekistan. U.S. General Richard Myers says they've been gathering for weeks in the mountains.
This is an area where they've gotten support from the local population for some time. And so it's not surprising of the area they picked. The fact that they would be concentrated in a relatively small portion of that area was what was interesting, I think.
U.S. officials offer conflicting assessments about what the fighters were doing in the area called Shah-e-Kot. Some officials suggest they may have been regrouping for an attack. Other officials suggest the enemy fighters may have simply been trying to hide. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld left no doubt about what the U.S. plans to do with them.
We intend to continue the operation until those Al-Qaeda and Taliban who remain are either surrendered or are killed. The choice is theirs.
General Richard Myers said it appeared that most Al-Qaeda forces have chosen to fight to the last. Myers said, "We hope to accommodate them." Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.